Kaczmarzyński, who served with the Women's Army Corps during the Korean War. The interview is being conducted at about 12:30 p.m. at the Falling Dress-Up, and the interviewer is Terry MacDonald. Okay, Doris, can you tell us a little bit about your background as to where you were born?
I was born in Wabino, Wisconsin, 3/13/31, at 1 o'clock, let's see, it was 1,300 hours, could have all, that would be 1 o'clock in the afternoon at 1,300 hours, Army time.
Okay.
And I was a second daughter, and we lived there. Well, I have to give you a background of my father was an electrician.
And what was the family name?
Hansen was my maiden name. But my father was an electrician, and he lived at a rooming house run by my mother's parents, and their last name was Bath, B-A-T-H, the old German name. And my dad roomed there for 3 years, and then he married my mother. And they always say my dad lived in Wabino for 3 years and finally took a bath. And that has stuck with the family for years. And then we lived there. And then he that was in 31. And then in 35, we moved to Green Bay and he worked for the public service.
And how many brothers? Did you have some brothers and sisters?
Yes, I had two brothers and a sister.
Older or younger?
Younger. I was the second oldest. Mm-hmm. And they were all born at Wabino there, and that, except my youngest sister. She was born in Green Bay, and we always said, to this day, she's still classified as our city baby. And then we moved, through, I think we lived in Green Bay, and then in 1940, we moved to Tomahawk, and my dad worked for the public service up there. And then from there, in 47, we moved over to Greenwood, which is west of Wausau.
Okay.
And he worked for the Rural Electric Company. And we lived there less than a year when my father was killed in an industrial accident. He fell and died of a broken neck in 45.
And where did you end up taking your final schooling, your high school?
We went back. My mother, she was left there with 5 kids, all little ones. And we moved back to Wabino, and I finished my schooling there and graduated in 1949 from Wabino High School. Mm-hmm. And then from there, my mother and my older sister were in Green Bay, and so and the rest of us kids, we lived with my grandparents. And we came to Green Bay, and I came to Green Bay, graduated in May of 49, then I moved to Green Bay right away. And I worked for it was a Red Owl store at the time on South Adams Street. And I worked in they had a restaurant in there, or a lunch counter, that's what it was. And I worked there for 2 years and got tired of that. Then I enlisted in the Army.
Why did you want to enlist in the Army?
Because I was tired of this guy following me around. I couldn't go to church with my mother on Sunday without him following me to see if I was sure going to church. That's not for me. So I went enlisted in the Army.
So what did your mom think of this?
Mother, she thought that was great. She said, get away. Because he was very pesty. And that was years ago when everybody didn't have a telephone. You always went to the house, and he was continually over at our house. So I told my mother, I said, I'm going in the Army, and don't tell Don where I'm at. So finally she got tired of him coming over, so she said, well, she's just gone. I don't know where she went. And so he proceeded to go all of it, and all my friends wouldn't tell him. And I was stationed at Fort Lee, Virginia.
Okay.
I was working at the NCO club down there in the office. And I'm sitting there, had my back to the wind, and all of a sudden somebody came up, and Mrs. Wood was a service club director. And, boy, that voice sounds familiar. So I called her. I said, who signed up for that ping pong paddle and the balls? So she told me his name. Oh. I said, that's who I thought. Then the best part, she had to leave, and I had to close the club up that night.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we came back, and the fella, he was big, tall. He was, in fact, he was 6'3". And he came, he says, I thought that was you. He says, I thought I'd recognize you from the back. And like he starts crying like a baby. I thought, that's it. So I went over to a couple, I said, I'm through with you. So.
So he was in the Army, he joined the Army.
He joined.
And he ended up in the same spot.
Sure. He had, so I can say, he went to, went to the recruiting station, and of course now they aren't allowed to give out the information, but then they did anything and everything. They told him where I had, I had enlisted in the Army, and I was stationed at Fort Meade, Maryland, or Fort Lee, Virginia, and so he enlisted in the, it was in the Airborne, and they were training at the same place. So anyhow, so then I put in for a transfer. And then from Fort Lee, I went to Fort Meade, Maryland. And I had been working, I was in, a mess sergeant. You know, and I liked it very well. And in fact, it was at Fort, well, right in base, we had, at Fort Lee. There, I was in headquarters company. We had with about 360 women in our company, and I was one of the youngest mess sergeants they had. But see, all through high school, it was all cooking, and I, from my whole family, it was all, we all was cooking, on both sides of the family. And like I say, I was but 21, 22 years old, and all my cooks were older women, and I had one the best out of the whole company, the whole
charge everyone.
I had won Best Mess Award 6 months in a row. Hmm. And there was, and that included all the men's companies. And we had, there was, I think, four or five other women, the basic companies were these women, plus the headquarters company. But like 6 months in a row. So from then on, as long as I was mess sergeant there, I didn't have to stand the inspection.
Okay.
So, and then from there, I was transferred to Fort Meade, Maryland. And there we were the only women detachment outside of the Army nurses. And that was a ball. and then that's where I met my first husband. And we had our mess sergeant was Lieutenant Mosders there. And of course, well, she was going with this, who he ended up being my husband, this Sergeant Thompson, and I was going with Captain Smith.
So, now, the officers in the enlisted...
You weren't supposed to. Yeah. We could go off post in civilian clothes, but nothing, you couldn't go anyplace. But boy, you could very easily be court-martialed for fraternizing with officers. Mm-hmm. So I told her, I said, that's not right, so we traded partners.
And he ended up being your husband.
Yeah, he ended up being my husband. And I don't know, to this day, I often, well, in fact, I don't think, she didn't go with him very long at all, but I ended up with my husband, and I was married to him for 24 years and 9 months. He had divorced with, he had never changed his Army life. It always was gambling and drinking.
So he was in the Army, a career, was he a career person in
yeah.
the Army?
Mm-hmm.
And did you stay in a career person?
No. After I got, in fact, I was on orders to go to Japan. And that was after I married and everything else. I don't think I'm going to end up going to Japan. Because I thought I was pregnant. So he had to go through this physical, well, they wouldn't send me to Japan then.
Okay.
So I said, if that's the case, then I might as well get out of service. And we lived at Fort Meade. Then that's when we lived at Fort Meade, Maryland. And
so he made a career out of the Army,
yeah,
and you followed him with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, it seems like every time he'd come home on leave, I'd get pregnant. And so I had, five of my own, or six, but I had my last little girl died. But, and then while I was married to him, I spent 3 years in Germany, lived there and he was stationed at Dachau there. And then, like I say, after he got out of service, he just couldn't adjust to
civilian life.
It was still gambling and drinking. He always told me his drinking was number one, his gambling was number two, and his family was number three. And I didn't, that didn't go with me.
So when you were in the military, it sounded like you pretty much enjoyed it, your service
mm-hmm.
time, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And so what did you think about serving? You know, after you're in a military family with your husband and stuff.
Uh-huh. I liked it very much. Mm-hmm. But I said, like, nowadays, to me, it's nothing like it was then. Well, that's when you got up at 4:30 in the morning and you served reveille at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
So what did your kids think of you being, that when they knew you were in the Army? So mm-hmm. what did they think? Did they have any... it must have been natural with their father being in a career serviceman, mm-hmm. so...
Oh, and same... Well, like, my father was in the Army, in World War One.
Okay. He was.
And I had this impression... Like, right from my own family there, there were three girls and two boys, and my two brothers were both 4F. They could never get... They both had pneumonia and had scar tissue and all. So I always felt that somebody had to go fight for our family. So I went in service.
Mm-hmm.
And yet to this day, and like after my father was killed, my mother gave me all his... I've got his World War One Army uniform at home. And to this day, like I've got a granddaughter who's 16, and she was thinking about going to Southtown. Oh, she said, I wouldn't do it like... I said, well, nowadays it's nothing like it was when we were in.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when we had to go out on bivouac, and that was in February. We went out in the woods for 2 weeks, slept in a tent, and mm-hmm. we had to go on a rifle range along. But that's when I was a sharpshooter, too. And I hit 23 out of 25 in the bullseye mm-hmm. out in the rifle range. And we had a cookout there.
Yeah, you had to do the regular mess detail
right.
out in the field. Yeah.
Right, uh-huh. And like I say, it was very interesting. But like I told my granddaughter, she said, ugh, I could never... But I said, it's not like that now. So to me, it's just like a job.
Mm-hmm.
But, I liked it very well. So,
yeah.
Let's see, what else... And now, a year ago, I was married to my second husband. We just celebrated our silver wedding anniversary. A year ago. Or 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, looking back on it, were you glad you went into the military?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's times that, like, they wanted me, at first, I had, I was in the high school band, and I played... Let's see, the trombone, the baritone, and a bass. And they said, boy, you're talented, you should go into... They wanted me to go into the... It was a 32nd Army band at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, no. They said, well, you'd be... Travel all over the world. I said, that wasn't for me, and being Class A uniform, I was the rugged type. Being a little old country girl, that wasn't... That high-class stuff wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then... Then I was in the military, the MPs, for less than 6 weeks. And at that time, women weren't allowed to carry a weapon. And you couldn't ride alone. You had a man, one of the male MPs in the squad with you.
Mm-hmm.
And here, well, I was, 5'9", about 180 pounds. And the fellow they had riding with me, maybe about 5'6", maybe 140 pounds, mm-hmm. I always says, he wasn't there to protect me, I had to protect them. So I give that up. Then I went into food service, and that's where I
excelled, huh?
Really made out. Because, like I say, on my mother's side, we were German, and my dad's side was Danish. So I knew a lot about cooking. And I liked the cooking mm-hmm. part.
So you never went hungry, that's for sure. Huh? Well, you had the best job.
That's for sure. Uh-huh.
So, Doris, did you join any, use any of your GI Bill benefits at all?
Yes, uh-huh. The housing, housing loan. Mm-hmm.
Good.
So, in fact, when I was first married, we bought a home. Then after I got divorced, we sold that home. And then I got bought the second home under just my name.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you... use any schooling with it?
No.
Okay.
I've never...
Did you join any military veterans organizations?
Mm-hmm. I belong to the Women's Legion Post in Green Bay, the State 20 and 4, that's the Honor Society of Women Legionnaires, and I joined the MVETS Post out in Pulaski. Okay. And then I worked all the way up to district commander.
Really?
And there were 12 districts in the state, and I was district commander in the 2 years. And the second year, I won the state commander of the year award, district commander of the year from the MVETS, and I still am very active in the MVETS and the Women's Legion Post. So, but my husband right now, he's a 100% handicapped from service-connected disabilities, and I myself had a mild stroke 3-4 years ago, and I'm blind in my mm-hmm. left eye.
So do you use some of your medical benefits? Or
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's good mm-hmm. to hear.
I go to the Appleton VA. Mm-hmm. And even when I had the stroke, when I went to a regular doctor, and he said, there's nothing that can be done about the blindness in So I went to Appleton or to Milwaukee to the VA clinic, mm-hmm. and they said too that there was nothing that they can do about it. So I said, I'll just have to learn to live with it.
Okay.
But now I'm paid my driver's license is due this in March, and I've got to take an eye test. But I know of many people who only have one eye and are still driving all of them. Mm-hmm. So they better not turn me down because my husband.
Can't drive at all. Doris, can you just to bring back your time in basic training? You said you wanted at Fort Lee, Virginia. Can you just tell us a little bit about Fort Lee?
In fact, I believe it was the only women's basic training post in the States for women with Fort Lee
at that time. Huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there'd be some. The summers were hot. Nothing, no coolness or anything. And out in the parade field, everything was all nothing but sand, dirt. So, but I liked it very well. And I can remember the one time when we had one of the barracks burnt down there, and we had a woman that perished. And to this day, I don't know if you have, but human flesh smells like lamb cooking. To this day, I cannot eat lamb. But I say it was rough. Mm-hmm. But and you always when you were in basic, you had different details like KP. But I don't know if you'd call it, well, I'll be truthful. They always say I brown nosed. I never pulled one day at KP. Because I knew my cooking and all that, and there were a lot of times I'd fill in for cooks.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like I say, and the infection, well, I should have bought different pictures I had at home. I've got a whole bunch of them.
Do you?
Yeah. That if you want them, I can send them to you.
No, but the museum might be interested in them.
Uh-huh.
Would it be all right if the museum contacted you?
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll make that note. So overall, your military experience was pretty good, eventful, pretty good thing for you mm-hmm. overall.
I would never, I don't regret it, not one bit.
Okay.